Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the second day of Green Build in Toronto is Peter Green, who's Vice President of Marketing with Interface. Peter, how you doing?
Very well, Kemp, and you?
I'm fine. Good to see you here. So you're right here in the center, very center of the North Hall at Green Build. You know, when you come to Green Build, who do you normally see here? I mean, is it architects, or who comes to the show?
We see a big array of people with interest in sustainability, to architects, consultants, really kind of across the spectrum, all with a sense of sustainability focus.
Okay. And what are some of the key message points that you're telling them when they come to the show?
Well, this year our key message is around EPDs, which are environmental product declarations. So just last week we published four EPDs that cover almost 90% of the products that we produce in North America. And this is part of a corporate commitment to have EPDs on all products for all of our subsidiaries by 2012. And what EPDs are, and again, that's environmental product declarations, is they are full disclosure in accordance with ISO requirements of the product ingredients and the environmental impacts of our products across the estimated life cycle. So the metaphor that we're using to describe this is the complete picture. And we feel that when you take a picture and crop it very tightly and look at that kind of inset photo, you don't necessarily have context. So when you have the complete picture, it leads to information, and information allows consumers and specifiers to make informed choices. So that's really pretty much our message here. And since we're the first carpet manufacturer in North America to have EPDs, we're really using as a basis of comparison some of the products that we had available in EPDs 2 years ago. EPDs are based on life cycle analysis, and we had EPDs 2 years ago, so what we're documenting here is some of the improvements we've made in the last 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, you do come to the show every year. I should have pointed out you're the global market share leader, I think, in modular carpet. And this EPD is a standard that was actually created in Europe first, right?
That is correct. Yeah, it's much more popular in Europe. It's beginning to get traction now here in North America. And the advantage is that these are not labels. This is a method of disclosing information that has been agreed upon by industry, the types of information that will be revealed, and the process in which they're documented.
Well, I know that the U.S. Green Building Council, who sponsors this show, is also responsible for trying to figure out the LEED rating system. Is there going to be some LEED points around EPD?
Well, there is a pilot program underway right now that allows people to obtain up to 300% more LEED credit for products that contain EPDs. We're hopeful that after that pilot program is completed, that will be adopted.
And you get third party, there's somebody else that's looking over your shoulder to verify all this stuff?
Yeah, the information in the LCA has been verified by Five Winds, and then UL Environment has actually registered the EPD. So UL's entry into this field, we feel, is very important because they have kind of set the standard for a disciplined scientific approach to disclosing this kind of information.
Okay, Peter, this is the first Green Build that I've been to since Ray Anderson passed away. I see you have a tribute to him here on one of these columns. You guys continue to be headed toward this whole Mission Zero. What's the deadline for that?
2020, Kemp. Yeah, it's getting closer and closer, and we're ever mindful of that. And that's partly why the EPDs here are kind of, by disclosing that information, we're forcing ourselves to be very transparent and forcing ourselves then to make the 2020 deadline. What we're offering to visitors here today is transcripts of Ray's 1995 keynote at the very first Green Build in Big Sky, Montana. It's a remarkable speech written within less than a year after he'd had his change of heart with respect to sustainability. And there's a really beautiful foreword that was composed recently by Rick Fedrici, the head of the USGBC. So we're offering this as kind of a gift to people who come in who are interested in sharing their experiences. I might add as well that USGBC has a memory wall in the community room here at Green Build, where guests are being invited to post their memories and thoughts about Ray.
Okay, great. Well, I know that you've been with Interface, I believe, about a year and a half. Is that right?
2 years. Yep.
Okay, 2 years. And before that, you were with a commercial chair company. Did they also come to Green Build?
Yeah, I was with several different firms over the last 20 years in the commercial interiors business. But, yeah, we had exhibited, I think, in Atlanta in 1999 or 2000. Yeah.
The reason I ask you that question is I'm just curious. You know, the USGBC obviously stands for United States Green Building Council. It's up here in Toronto, Canada. Do you think that moving out of the U.S. will affect the traffic that we'll get at Greenville?
Not quite sure. My understanding is that they're anticipating fewer attendees here than last year. Of course, Chicago is a pretty central location. But so far, we've been impressed by the turnout.
Okay, great. Peter, it's good to spend time with you again. We've been talking to Peter Green in the interface space at Greenbuild, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.